USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I am a tremendous fan of law enforcement, and I want to thank the law enforcement. They've done a good job.
President Trump telling Fox News why he wants to head to Kenosha, Wisconsin, even with the Democratic governor saying he should stay away. President Trump continues.
And when the governor says that I shouldn't come or he'd prefer that I not come, I'm the one that called him and said, Tony, you got to bring out the National Guard. Well, I don't really want to do it.
Meanwhile, speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump hasn't fulfilled his obligations to Americans.
The simple truth is Donald Trump failed to protect America. So now he's trying to scare America.
Biden, speaking for about 30 minutes, did not take questions from reporters, and the Dow was down 225 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is arguing President Trump has failed to protect America, so now he's trying to scare America. The former vice president traveling to Pittsburgh and saying violent protests are happening under the president's watch. The vice president also condemning the rioting and looting going on in Portland and Kenosha. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News this is all too little, too late.
Joe Biden sees this as a political liability, which is why he's finally, after 90 days in Portland rioting, and why month after month things have gone on, he's remained largely silent. But the problem that we have is it's his running mate and people associated with his running mate that actually were bailing people out. They got arrested for the rioting that happened in the first place.
Sad news in the college basketball world as former Georgetown coach John Thompson died at the age of 78. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With an update on the hundreds of fires burning in California, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Two of the sprawling complex fires burning in Northern California are about 50% contained, according to fire officials. Firefighters have made progress containing more than 840 wildfires that have burned 1.42 million acres since a lightning siege of more than 14,000 lightning strikes struck the state beginning on August 15th. A total of 7 deaths, including a helicopter pilot battling the Hills Fire, have been reported. 2,500 buildings have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 people have been evacuated. The LNU Lightning Complex, the most destructive of the fires, was about 50% contained and has burned 375,000 acres. The largest of the wildfires, the SCU Lightning Complex, reached 50% containment as it burned 377,000 acres.
The Republican National Convention had close to 148 million viewers across TV and digital platforms. That's according to Chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel. The spokesman saying the total viewership of the RNC was 25 million more than the Democratic National Convention. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or as well check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.